Ladies and gentlemen, one of the classiest and most respected corporate leaders in America today, the chairman and CEO of Black Entertainment Television, Miss Deborah Lee.
I gotta testify, come up in the spot looking extra fly.
Thanks,
for the day I die, I'ma touch the sky.
We back at home, baby.
Sky high, I'm sky high, I'm
so thank you very much, Steve. Good morning, everyone. I am delighted to be here today. And first of all, I want to thank Magic for setting up my talk so well. I didn't even have to pay him for that, but it's great to see him. And Jeff did a great job. I must say that CTIA has grown tremendously in size and scope. In the early 90s, I used to attend this conference, and it seemed like I was among the coolest people in the world in the room then, just because I was in media. Before that time, I even came because I started my career as an FCC regulatory attorney. I even represented Puerto Rican Telephone. So I've been involved in these issues for over 25 years. So I'm happy to be here. And now in 2006, I'm just trying to keep my ringtone current. While just last year, Puffy came to this conference and declared that he was an MVNO. And you gotta love Puffy. You know, he always knows exactly the right thing to say. But I think it's an indication that media is part of your business now. And, you know, MTV is going to follow me, and BET is here. And I'm sure when you first saw it, you said, why are they here? But when you think about it, it makes perfect sense. And we have a great partnership. So seriously, the biggest topic back then when I came was CDMA networks. I remember the start of PSC networks, but today folks are really trying to figure out whether to launch TV shows on cell phones before they even air on our networks. So that's really why I'm here today. For those of you who are not familiar, BET Networks is a division of Viacom, just like MTV, and we are the number one media company serving African American consumers. Our flagship network is one of the top 20 ad-supported cable networks and one of the oldest. We just celebrated our 25th anniversary last year. So we've spanned 5 presidential administrations, wars and global conflicts, countless music and fashion trends, the creation of the internet, and the death and rebirth of the Afro. So we've been around a long time. Over the years, we've introduced a lot of talent to the world. So in no small way, we've been instrumental in driving Black American culture into the mainstream around the world. And we must all admit, the world is a much more colorful place as a result. And if you were at our party last night at the Wynn, you know what I'm talking about. So BET, like many media companies, was made possible by a technological innovation. In our case, it was the advent of cable television. Because of our origins, we have always focused on the impact of technology on our business. From internet to broadband, satellite radio to wireless, from DVRs to PVDs, we have always understood that innovation will simultaneously create some of BET's greatest opportunities and also some of our greatest risk. A recent example of innovation creating great risk and opportunity is the record business, an industry near and dear to us at BET. Digital distribution initially posed a huge threat in the form of peer-to-peer file sharing. But ironically, digital distribution has also fueled a great comeback story. Downloads of ringtones and singles today represent great growth businesses for the music labels. For certain, the newest technologies are increasing consumer power also. From portability to selectivity, from creation to dissemination, from personalization to communication, today's consumers have unprecedented levels of control of their own media. And don't just take my word on this as a media executive. Take my word as the mother of two teenagers. While I struggle to set up my personal playlist for my iPod, my teenagers are able to download their favorite podcasts, TiVo their favorite shows, update their Facebook pages, upload their video matchups, download the latest must-have ringtones, and text message their friends, all while they tell me they're doing their homework. Of course, I started this by saying that technology has always been a catalyst of change in the media industry, which might suggest the age-old axiom, the only thing constant is change. But with media moving deeper and deeper into the digital world, not even change is constant. Change is accelerating. Change is, well, it's changing. So I believe that managing the simultaneous opportunities and threats introduced by technology is one of the most challenging and important issues media executives like myself must address. So, in the face of imminent, accelerating, and frequently disruptive change, what is a media executive to do? At BET, we came up with a strategy. We employ a four-part strategy to ensure that we are always positioned to succeed in this digital world. The most important part of our strategy is to maintain laser-like focus on our audience at all times. Focus includes understanding, observing, researching, and connecting with our consumers. Our understanding gives us the ability to anticipate which technologies they will embrace. For example, we understood and anticipated our audience's embrace of two-way pagers in the late 90s, which ultimately created a B2C opportunity for what most people took as a B2B product. And second of all, we understood and publicly predicted 5 years ago that the digital divide would be a self-correcting phenomenon. In fact, a New York Times article last week confirmed our prediction that the digital divide is absolutely closing. The second part of our strategy is to really understand all relevant technology, along with their capabilities, applications, and limitations. The third part is to fully leverage our strategic assets. At BET, we're fortunate to have the most powerful array of media assets targeting the African American and urban audience. The fourth and final element of our strategy is to secure partnerships as needed. We partner for several different reasons, to either obtain expertise, infrastructure, or scale that may be outside our core competencies. Thus, when we applied all this, we came up with an approach that is best summarized with our new rallying cry: whatever, whenever, and wherever.